Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
On TUE.
An extraordinary motion picture.
Movies with Dale Sinder.
And here he is. G'day there, Dale.
Good morning, George.
Hello, Dale.
Oh, g'day, Paulie.
Now, this is the Ben Stiller one first. I've got an awful feeling about this one. It's called While We're Young.
I'm just interested in why you have a bad feeling.
Look, it's patronised the older people who's trying to be young, and it's Stiller and all that sort of stuff.
It's not actually quite that. Look, it's a funny week. We're in between a couple of blockbusters, so there's some smaller films out. This is a smaller independent film. Ben Stiller and his wife, Naomi Watts, they're both in the documentary filmmaking.
Mate, Naomi Watts must be making a movie a week.
She's in everything.
Yeah. I think contractually she does. She makes a film a week.
Yeah.
But they're in their mid-40s living in New York, and they don't have kids, mostly because they've had a couple of hiccups along the way, and they've just decided, no, we don't want any kids. And around all of their friends are having children. But he's doing a lecture at one of the local schools or universities, and he's approached by Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried. Adam Driver says, look, I'm a big fan of yours. I've loved your works. And they sort of gravitate towards each other, and he does start knocking around with the younger couple, and it sort of reinvigorates them. And all the while, they sort of start getting a little bit alienated by the other friends just because of the way they're going on. But this is where it's got a bit of a twist, George. It goes along quite nicely with this as these older couple being reinvigorated, but then it sort of turns out that Adam Driver might not be exactly what he says he is, and he might have more of a... sort of an underhanded reason for latching onto the older couple.
Does he want to do things with Naomi, do you think?
No, basically wants to latch onto his career.
Onto Ben.
Onto Ben's career. Also Naomi Watts' father, Charles Grodin, is a bit of a legend in the documentary filmmaking. So there's a little bit of an underhanded reason of why the two...
Is it any good?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Mm. It's made by a guy called Noah Baumbach, who's... probably been around for a while, but he's co-written things like The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, the Wes Anderson films. He's been around for quite a while.
Well,
and it's quite a nice film.
Unlike George, I'm very fond of Ben Stiller.
Oh, so am I. I like Ben Stiller.
Because I believe that anyone on Earth who could make The Adventures of Walter Mitty watchable is a genius.
Oh, I don't think he'd pull that off.
I never liked it.
No, I
thought it was good.
No, I like Zoolander. Is still my favourite.
Tropic Thunder and Zoolander are my two favourites.
Tropic Thunder is the Citizen Kane of comedy.
That's a given.
Now, what's your score on this one?
Look, I give it an 8 out of 10. It's actually, and I'm not a huge Ben Stiller fan, I really enjoyed it, but it's mostly to do with the writing. It's very biting. It's like a comedy drama, and I found it really pointed and funny.
All right. Testament of Youth. What's this?
This one is, I've never heard of the book Testament of Youth. It's considered one of the best, wartime accounts ever written, and it's set around World War One. But Vera Brittain, who wrote the book and who the character that Alicia Vikander plays, it's just the beginning of World War One. It's probably the tail end of 1913. She's a very headstrong woman. She's fighting against her father because she wants to go to university to learn. She wants to become a journalist, which obviously is a little bit odds of, you know, what's going on at the time. But she ends up getting away and heads off to Somerville College in Oxford. And it's right at the beginning of World War One. And her brother, played by Taron Egerton, and her fiancé, Kit Harington, who's probably best known for Game of Thrones or that big romantic disaster film Pompeii, which was out last year, and a couple of friends, all head off into war. So you're sort of experiencing war through her eyes of being back at home with losses and things like that. She ends up volunteering to working first aid and what have you, and eventually goes over to the front. So you're seeing the war through her eyes. As much as you don't have these huge battle scenes, you really get a feel of what it's like being left behind, or what it's like being from the from the England side of the war.
It's a very interesting angle.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, very interesting angle. What do you rate it, mate?
Oh, look, I rate it at 9 out of 10.
It's got really?
What cast Miranda Richardson, Emily Watson, and Dominic West, and it is just extraordinary. Without any huge action scenes or any parts where you're sitting there, you know, sitting on the edge of your seat, For the 2 hours and 10 minutes, I was sitting there engrossed, and you could hear a pin drop in the cinema, even the way through the credits.
People sounds just, good.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I loved it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dale.
Good on you, fellas.
Thank you, Dale. Bye.
So two movies there. While We're Young with Ben Stiller, 8 out of 10, and Testament of Youth, which sounds like the better of the two. World War One, 9 out of 10.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.